This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Erica Denise Garcia, date of birth September the 9th, 1975. Case ID number is 438-2909. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, a disability report dated 2022. Identifying information. This is a 47-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of knee pain and back pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2019, where she worked as a provider for 15 years. During that time, she worked 30 hours per week, and she is presently not receiving disability benefits. At the present time, she lives in a house with her father, and her mother has recently passed away. Allegations number one, bilateral knee pain, but especially on the left side. The claimant states that in 2020, she was exercising in an attempt to lose weight, and she injured her knees, especially the left one. She was diagnosed with a elevated patellar kneecap of the left side and osteoarthritis. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually has in the morning every other day. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 2 hours, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes, and lift approximately 15 pounds above her head. She does have an assisted device, which is a cane that she uses when she goes out. Her nurse practitioner that attends to her is Cindy Zamora from Direct Frontier Clinic. She is presently taking naproxen 500 milligrams BID, which does give her relief, and she states that the only other physical activity she does is walking to the mailbox, which is a block away. Allegation number two, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that also in 2020, when she was working out, she injured her lumbar sacral back area. She states the character of the pain is a stabbing pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which does not radiate down to her legs. No surgeries or injections were given for her condition. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 2 hours, sit for 3 hours, lift approximately 15 pounds above her head, and bend over to pick up clothes. She does have an assisted device, which is a cane that she uses when she goes out of the house. Her physician is Dr. Pena. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and walking to the mailbox, which is a block away. As noted earlier, her physician is Dr. Lazarus Pena, and she denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. She has been given naproxen 500 milligrams BID, which does give her some relief. She was diagnosed with lumbago. Family history. The father is 68 and has psychiatric problems, most likely post-traumatic stress disorder. Her mother is 68 and in good health. Medications, amitriptyline 10 milligrams, 1.5 tablets QHS, naproxen 500 milligrams BID. Medical problems. COVID-19, fibromyalgia, bilateral knee pain, but especially on the left side, lumbar sacral back pain, comma, and obesity. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of drinking 12 packs per day for 8 years. She is presently not drinking at this time. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant states that she used marijuana, comma, and cocaine. She denies the use of crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last time she used cocaine was in 2012. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit. Weight, 221 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 2 and a half inches. BP, 144 over 102 mmHg. Heart rate, 100 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. BMI, 40. The claimant states that she was somewhat anxious coming to this appointment, which may contribute to her high blood pressure and her increased pulse rate. General. This is a 47-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to Sarah Beller? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which was a four-legged cane. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The second paragraph, there is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. However, there is crepitus sensation of the left knee and also to a lesser extent, of the right knee. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, but was fairly able to walk at a normal tandem rate, although she did have her cane for assistance. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Could you drop down to assisted devices? She does have a four-legged cane that she uses for assistance. However, it was noted that she is able to ambulate without it. Could you please drop down to after neurological? X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute finding, period. Spondylosis with grade 1 anterior lithesis of L5-S1. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, bilateral knee pain, but especially on the left side. Confirm with physical examination. The claimant may need an MRI for further evaluation. She is able to ambulate with both knees. Number 2, lumbar sacral back pain, -normal physical exam. X-rays do reveal that she has a spondylosis with a grade 1 anterior lithesis of L5-S1, which appears to be stable at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Erica Denise Garcia.